Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my brothers and sisters in Islam you're tuned in to another iHalakha production I wanted to point out something that we often think about during the month of Ramadan, which is that it's a month of accumulating as much ibadah as possible, as many good acts to attain as much ajr and as much reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can. But often we don't take a step back and think about that there are other benefits that we can get during this month, especially outside of any other month. And that is that we should take time to take stock, to think about our lives, and to actually sometimes give importance to thinking itself and not just doing actions. Because we may go through the whole month of Ramadan fulfilling many actions of Taraweeh and Tahajjud and Adhkar, and then we don't actually take on that as part of our personalities during the rest of the year. So I wanted to give you an example of a man who actually went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this story is indicative of how where the action took place first and the thinking was second, and that sometimes if you realize that if we as Muslims live our lives like that, where we act and then we think later, we do things in that order, that we could actually end up in a very dire situation in this life and most importantly in the hereafter. So it was a man who went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to do a dua, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something. And everybody knows that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or any of the prophets of Allah ask for something, that Allah will not deny that request. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was approached by this man, and he asked, O Prophet of Allah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me wealthy. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at him and he said, you don't want that. You know, don't worry, you don't want that. He just ignored him. And then the man said, O Prophet of Allah, please ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me wealthy. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam again turned away and he said, you know, you don't want that. Don't worry about it. It's not what you want. Then the man asked a third time, he said, O Prophet of Allah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me wealthy. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, he put his hands up and he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him wealthy. And this man became very wealthy. It was not even within days that this man, his cattle, and in many narrations it talks about his stock, that it became so large that, like many of us who engage, you know, we look to become busy and want businesses, and we want to be busy ourselves. We want more businesses, we want more houses, we want more things to manage. This man equally, he got engrossed in these things, and then he was so busy that he stopped praying the salah at the masjid. He had such, his business expanded so much that he moved further away in another narration, so that it came to a time when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the ruler at that time in Medina, was collecting the zakah. So he sent the delegates to collect the zakah from the people. And he sent two particular men to see and get the zakat from this man who was now wealthy. They went up to him to collect the zakah, and the man turned around and said, me? Give zakah? You know, the taxation do I look like a dhimmi? This jizya, this is go to the Christians and Jews, collect money. I'm not going to pay. And these people, they went back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and reported that he wasn't paying the zakat. he was left in this instance. This man, after getting what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, what he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, he now in fact forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so he went through this contemplation, and he obviously went through deep thinking about why is it that I turned these men away when they asked for the zakah after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me so much wealth. And he clocked it. He realized that actually, you know what, this is probably one of the worst things I've ever done in my life. But unfortunately, by that time, the Prophet ﷺ had already passed away. And it was Abu Bakr as-Siddiq who was the Khalifa of that time. So he went to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and he offered him the zakah. He said, here is my zakah. Here's what I owe. Here's what is due. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq looked at him and said, what was due and asked of you from the Prophet of Allah, you know, if that was refused, then who am I to take your zakah? Get out of here. So this man, very rich, but in a desperate situation, humiliated, he can't even give the zakah. He walks away. This man waited for many, many years because this feeling of being away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to have refused the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was eating him away. It was eating him alive. And yet, he waited, and after Abu Bakr as-Siddiq had passed away, the next Khalifa was Umar al-Khattab. He went to Umar al-Khattab radiallahu an, and he went to him and he said, here's the zakah that I owe. Umar al-Khattab, expecting a sympathetic ear from Umar al-Khattab, is naivety in itself. But he had to pay the zakah. So he asked Umar al-Khattab, take this zakah. Umar al-Khattab turned him away. And he said, you know, if you're not going to give the zakah, if you've refused the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who am I for you to give me the zakah? Go away. So this man walks away, miserable with all the wealth and all of the things that he had asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to get him in the first place. And that's why we have to take lessons from this. Because actually the initial mistake was made was not the refusal to pay the zakat. It was his thinking. And that's why even when he thought about it after that he was wrong and he wanted to change his circumstances, it was too late. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all of us can think about our lives, contemplate about our lives, and make the changes before it's too late. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.